From the editor-in-chief's desk. Professor Farid Akhanom is an author, editor, translator, public speaker, and former professor of Islamic studies at Jamia Millia Islamia, New Delhi. Among her books are A Simple Guide to Islam and A Study of World's Major Religions. She has translated into English many books authored by Maulana Wahiduddin Khan. Currently the chairperson of CPS International, she is a regular contributor of articles to various publications. Professor Khanom has edited Maulana's English translation of the Quran and has also translated his Urdu commentary on the Quran into English. She can be reached at spiritofislamperiodical@gmail.com. Address of Paradise. In Islam, mother has been given a very high and prominent position. In this regard, one of the famous sayings of the Prophet is, Paradise lies under the feet of the mother. Musnad al-Shahab al-Khazai. The way this hadith is generally interpreted is quite contrary to its true meaning. This hadith is taken in a way in which the mother is given a high position. That is, if the child wants to enter paradise, then he should completely obey the mother, without which the child cannot get paradise. But this is not the true meaning of the saying. The Prophet Muhammad established a duty-conscious society. According to Islamic teachings, it is the responsibility of the individual to perform his duties, not to see what others are doing. The Prophet stated this fact in another place, a believer should fulfill his duty and as far as his rights are concerned, ask God for them. Sahih al-Bukhari. Based on this principle, paradise is under the feet of the mother would mean that the mother's responsibility is much greater than that of the child. This hadith actually addresses a mother. Mother plays a very important role in a child's life. This hadith means that it is in the hands of the mother to create a passion for paradise in a human being. Maulana Wahiduddin Khan writes, as a mother, a woman's biggest task for her children is to try to make her children a good human being. Every child is born on true nature. By birth, every child is Mr. Nature, but as a result of later conditioning, every child loses his true nature. This is where a mother has to play her constructive role. Al-Raisala, December 2007. The first 10 years of a child are called formative period in psychological terms. The formative period is very important. Because in this formative period, the personality that is formed within someone remains throughout the later age. Al-Raisala, March 2019. The role of a woman as a mother is the preparation of the next generation. The human race is like a flowing river. In human society, the previous generation goes away and the new generation continues to take its place. Mother's job is to prepare children for this new generation. Mother's responsibility is to send a better person to the next generation every time. Who is a better person? A better person is one who has the courage to live his life, who rises above negative thinking and displays positive thinking. He is one who is able to plan life on a constructive basis, who does not create any new problem for his society, who is a giver member of his society, not just a taker member. Al-Raisala, December 2007. Children generally live with their mothers. Early in their lives, they observe her the most and unconsciously imitate her. Whatever the mother does, it is her thought-out action. Therefore, the mother should take great care that whatever work she does, she should do it according to God's will. The path to paradise is a path of proper planning, education, training, and gratitude instead of ungratefulness, patience instead of impatience. It is a way of God realization. Based on this interpretation, it is as if in this hadith a mother has been given the responsibility to play her role in making her child a good human being. This hadith is a serious call for mothers to understand their importance and develop high qualities in themselves, because children follow their mothers the most in their formative period. May God give us the true benefit of this month and save us from just observing it in a superficial form as witnessed in the present culture. It is a month of abstinence and control, not a month of indulgence after a few hours of ritualistic hunger and thirst. A better person is one who has the courage to live his life, who rises above negative thinking and displays positive thinking. He is one who is able to plan life on a constructive basis.